AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Education Department is cutting more than 1,300 jobs, almost half its workforce. Becky Pringle is president of the National Education Association.
We are not going to stand by while this federal government guts our public schools for the purpose of giving more tax breaks to billionaires like Elon Musk.
President Trump has imposed 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick is defending Trump's tariffs.
These policies produce revenues, they produce growth, they produce factories being built.
Canada and the EU have announced retaliatory tariffs. The latest consumer price index shows inflation cooled a bit last month, but CBS's Jill Schlesinger says some prices are skyrocketing.
When you look at motor vehicle insurance, something that every driver has to pay every year, prices for motor vehicle insurance up by 11.1% from a year ago.
Egg prices are up 59%. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Wausau City Council overrode Mayor Doug Dinney's veto of a resolution expressing support for programs like Medicaid and Medicare. Mayor Doug Dinney said he's not opposed to the programs, but he doesn't think it is in the city's place to speak on such topics. Alders thought differently and said it is the city's business. The resolution states that 23% of Marathon County residents rely on Medicaid and that the program is an important funding source for mental health care in the city. Tuesday's vote was 9-0. The measure now goes back to Mayor Dinney's desk, and if he doesn't sign it, it can still take effect. And Governor Tony Evers has unveiled a capital budget he calls a critical step to address aging infrastructure. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
With a $4.3 billion price tag, the Democratic governor's proposal includes nearly $1.6 billion for projects on universities of Wisconsin campuses and more than $493 million for cost of his previously announced plan to overhaul Wisconsin's correction system. Evers on Tuesday warned that putting off the projects could drive up the final cost amid President Donald Trump's push for tariffs. But the Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne, quickly called the plan another example of Evers' quote, irresponsible spending.
And two-time congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is running again for Wisconsin's 3rd District. Cook, a Democrat, lost to Republican Derek Van Orden last fall by nearly 3 percentage points, but outperformed Democrats Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin on the ballot. She previously ran for the seat in 2022, losing in the primary to Brad Pfaff. Cook is the first person to announce their candidacy to challenge Van Orden. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Burge is also considering a run for Congress. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-7 win over the Cubs out in Arizona. Home runs by Jake Bowers, Vinny Capra, Reese Hoskins. Right-hander Brandon Woodruff pitched against a Padres minor league team, gave up 3 runs in 3 innings in his first appearance since having shoulder surgery 17 months ago.
The changeup's got a long way to go, but all the other stuff is pretty much right where I want it.
NFL defensive back Eric Stokes is leaving the Packers, the former first-round pick signing a 1-year deal with the Raiders worth $4 million. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 115-114 in Indy. Giannis missing a game-winning shot at the buzzer. And the Bucks mourning the loss of former player and part owner Junior Bridgman, who died after suffering a heart attack at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville.
I mean, when you think about it, he is the exact model that the league should use every day when they're talking to our young players. So, tough day. Just really a tough day.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, 60. By Friday, partly cloudy, 65. With rain Saturday, rain changing to snow Saturday night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. Sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, a preview of the Wisconsin Supreme Court debate with Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang filling in. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Time is 9:07. It is Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend, March the 12th of 2025. Another very nice start here in north central Wisconsin at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Fair skies and even freezing, 32 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will be talking about what is going on at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Tammy Stasinski will be joining us as Sean Wright is off on vacation down in Florida. I've seen a few pictures on his social media that he's had a chance to see some baseball, and he's a big baseball fan, get a little spring training baseball. So, and Sean has done such great work at the Grand Theater, deserves to see a little bit of baseball down in Florida. Yeah. But Tammy Stasinski will be joining us coming up and talking about what is going on in terms of Grand Theater. And it's always a lot of great stuff going on. It never stops at the Grand Theater.
There's always something going on at the Grand Theater. It doesn't matter if it's for the kids or it's for adults, if it's a musical or a comedy show. There's just always something amazing going on at the Grand Theater.
It sure is a place to be. So we'll talk to Tammy about that coming up in just a few minutes. Also coming up at the end of the program, we will have an opportunity for our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that occur on this date in history, talk about some celebrity birthdays, special events being acknowledged today, and of course we wrap it up with our number for the day quiz. We love to give Ian the quiz.
Yes.
And make sure that we want to make sure it's up to the level that you want it to be there, Ian. Apparently,
successful week. Yeah.
So he's one
more
for
right than wrong is what we try to
one
go
for two so far this week, so 50%, which is above where you need to be, because what we do is we give Ian three choices. Two are right, one is wrong.
Yep.
And so that's based on the math. One out of three, 33%. If you're above 33%, it's a passing grade. If you're below 33%, it's a failing grade. I want you to get more right than wrong, which is a winning week. His best ever week is 4 of 5, and still looking for that best ever perfect week where then You can retire at that point. You know,
I'm not going to get it this week. However, I'm not going to stop trying.
No, but you can still match your all-time best week by getting today right and tomorrow right and Friday right. Try to get to 4 out of 5. So,
do we know the topic for today's number by chance?
Yes. Today's
is
top.
Is it one you want to do or you want to call an audible?
No, I've already called an audible.
Okay.
I saw the first one and I said, nah, that ain't going to do.
All right, what is the
I'll tell you what the first, the one that was the official number for the day.
Okay.
The one that I decided that is not worthy of our consideration today. It was the number of people injured in the United Kingdom each year by vegetables.
Well, first we had the toilet paper holders.
Yeah, so I don't like that one.
That seems a little too.
And the UK,
obscure.
I mean, come on. Vegetables in the UK, no. So, but for your information, it was 13,800. But we are not doing that one because that's just not good enough. But what
Who's
we
taking all this information? I mean, that's probably you have to do a lot of research if you want to find out that number, because you have to do a survey of everybody in the UK, and then you narrow it down to the vegetables, and then you narrow it down how many injuries. I mean, it's just very out there.
Right. And I got a number that is combined with the history lesson, because it was 7 years ago today that Burger King unveiled a new sandwich.
Ooh.
And it involves that. I guess that's what I'm going to tell you. It's
okay, so a Burger King
sandwich. So and there will be a number involved in it. So
then do with the history lesson as well.
It will be part of it, because it was on this date that Burger King unveiled a new sandwich. And the number will have to do with that sandwich. And
so
I'll
stay
give
tuned, people. It should be interesting.
And the thing is, I don't know whether or not that sandwich, I'm going to have to look and see if that sandwich is still around or not. Because
I can't remember the last time I went to Burger King. I'm a McDonald's guy.
Oh, hey, Burger King, I think you need to get a sponsorship here to win over Ian.
I'm not saying that Burger King is bad. I'm just saying I haven't
no,
been
you're,
there in a while.
You're a guy of habit.
You don't see many of those. I think the only Burger King that we have is in the Schofield area, and it's right across the street from McDonald's.
There's also a Burger King if you go on Interstate 39, Highway 51, you know, get off the highway. You go there, you're able to do that. So there you go. So there's
still around.
And I think there's another one as well. But so absolutely.
I think there's a Burger King as you're driving to a Green Bay, because you pass.
Oh, there's
you're driving to Green Bay. You go off the highway.
They're all over
there's
the place.
A Burger King and a gas station. So they're still around and still popular.
You might have to just stop by in order to just see if there's anything new that might catch your attention.
You know, I think I would have to. I'm going to do that this week.
There you go.
I'm going to find a time, stop out for lunch or dinner, go to Burger King, see what's on the menu, and just order something.
And who knows?
Being our number of the day this
week. Who knows? Maybe after our number for the day quiz, when I tell you what this sandwich is, you may want to stop by and try this sandwich.
Maybe so.
Always open, because one thing that you do is you open yourself up to new experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something we
always used to be.
We appreciate.
I like to venture out and try new things, and it really helps to, you know, give you a happier life to just put yourself out there and try new things. Even if you don't like it, at least you can say that you put yourself out there and you tried it.
Absolutely. So we'll look forward to learning more about
the same thing with vegetables, but yeah.
There you go.
I will not eat onions. I will not eat broccoli.
Oh, I love onions.
I'm sorry, but I do not like onions.
Not a broccoli guy, but I like the onions.
The smell of broccoli is enough to put me off.
So something to look forward to at the end of the show with our number for the day quiz. What sandwich are we talking about at Burger King? You'll have to stick around to find out. Thanks again to Bob Look for spending the first hour with us. And thanks to Bob for sharing that story about his sister. His basically a great remembrance.
It was a beautiful story.
It really was. It was a wonderful remembrance. And again, we send our best wishes and our affection to Bob, because it's obviously a very difficult time with his sister passing on over the weekend. I appreciate him still coming
hard
in
to lose a family
oh
member.
I mean, just but to have a life, and I said to him when he left, to have a life where you are remembered that well for the good things and for doing good work, being a nurse and being somebody that was a great sister. I just think that's a wonderful tribute. And again, I just hope that we all can try to live our lives to that level where we're remembered as somebody who did the right things and did good things. And because we all just live this one life. And hopefully we can do the best that we can during the time that we do have.
Mm-hmm.
A reminder that coming up tonight, special broadcast. In fact, Wednesdays, we always have the big high school sports show. And we will have the big high school sports show tonight. But
just a little bit later.
It will be an hour later. The big high school sports show will be from 7 till 9 p.m. tonight here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I will be joined by Jeff Gress. We will have special guests as we are getting towards the end. We are down to our final 3 weeks of the show. Our coach guest will be Chris Fisher of the Marshfield Tigers. They are playing in a sectional semifinal tomorrow night against Eau Claire Memorial. He'll join us around 7:30 tonight. And then our student athlete guest from Wausau East, senior Charlie Cayley, as the Lumberjacks are also getting set for a sectional semifinal tomorrow night, taking on New Richmond. So Charlie Cayley will join us at 8:06. So again, from 7 till 9 p.m. tonight, special time, big high school sports show, because we have a very special civic media program hosted by Up North News and Pat Kreitlow.
And Bob was talking about it earlier in the show, too.
And it's a great show to get ready for the election for state Supreme Court on March the 1st. Up North News will present Protecting Justice for All, an evening of discussions about the implications of Wisconsin's upcoming Supreme Court election, followed by a watch party for the debate between the candidates. It will be at Promenade Hall at the Overture Center for the Arts. You were there. Didn't you see Steve Martin and Martin Short there?
Oh.
So that's,
yes, I did. The Overture Center is such a marvelous theater venue. I've seen quite a few shows there.
So that's where tonight's event is, Protecting Justice for All. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court election will impact our economy, reproductive rights, public education, and more. So join the Protecting Justice for All event tonight for in-depth discussions on what's at stake. The event will feature expert panels followed by a debate watch party with free food and beverages. So if you're heading down to the Madison area, you can do that. But you can also tune in right here on Civic Media and on 98.9 WXCO. The entire program will air from 5 until 7 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. Pat Kreitlow will be one of the moderators. Also, Dan Schaefer, our political editor, and Todd Albaugh as well. So a really big event, 5 till 7 p.m. tonight here on 98.9 WXCO, followed immediately by the big high school sports show from 7 until 9 p.m. here this evening.
Four full hours of radio. You don't have to stay there too for the whole time, go back and forth.
No, you have to stick with us all day and all night.
There's plenty of good stuff to listen on the radio tonight.
Never turn off 98.9 WXCO.
No, just keep it going.
Keep it going. Exactly right. Coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on at the Grand Theater. Boy, there's never a shortage of what's going on at the Grand.
Nope.
Sitting in for Sean will be Tammy Stasinski coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that then?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that one?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that one?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions.
Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing Bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Full Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 9:22, and every other Wednesday we get a chance to talk about what's going on at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Our neighbors just around the corner, a couple of blocks away. And
in downtown Wausau.
In downtown Wausau. Beautiful downtown Wausau. And that is not the voice of Sean, right? But very happy to welcome back Tammy Stasinski from the Grand Theater. Sean, I see on the social media has been down having some fun in Florida.
He's getting, but he actually is still. He's still working. He's got some meetings down there. But you know, when you can have a meeting that's not too far from the beach, that's.
And we were talking after he was with us 2 weeks ago that he was going to go and see some spring training baseball as well. He's a big baseball guy.
Oh,
of course.
He's a sports head. Yeah.
So he wanted to see some spring training baseball. And but you're right. Right. He's got, man, that guy, and we talk about all the time, the shows that you have, the wide variety of shows, the wonderful shows. It's not easy to put it all together, is it?
No, it's not, because it's not it's not like going a Quick Trip and buying something off the shelf. I mean, you have to work with the artists and their tours and their expectations, and sometimes things don't work out, and maybe you have to schedule something that's not ideal, because not only do we it's beyond a cliche to say that the Grand really has something for everybody, because we really do try to program events so that everybody of all different ages and all different backgrounds will have something that they will love to experience at the Grand Theater.
You're exactly right, because so often in the evenings when I'm leaving work and there's no parking space because there's a big show at the Grand.
Right.
And then, of course, there'll be some days I'll come in the morning and then, head off to grab a bite to eat and see a bunch of buses with kids. I mean, it really is wide variety. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. And and you were just saying before you came on the air that March is a very busy time at the Grand, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It really is. And we've got so many shows, and every weekend is coming. For example, this weekend we have a show on Friday and we have a show on Saturday. So on Friday is Legends of Country Rock, and we're bringing back again Pure Prairie League and Firefall. Those guys are still trucking, still putting on shows, and people love to hear them. Those are the bands, from the country rock era, that golden music of the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. Songs like Amy and You're the Woman That I've Always Dreamed Of. Those songs, people love them.
You still hear them on the radio.
You do. And And in movies too. A lot of these, I love how, you know, like people my age, you know, the Gen X generation, we see a lot of these songs from our, you know, from our youth being shown in movies again.
Right.
But, you know, so what's also cool about this show, Legends of Country Rock, this Friday, March 14th, is that so even though these bands, they started, you know, I think in the late 60s, and you know, their heyday was in the 70s, the founding and veteran members are still up there. Now, of course, you know, like any band, you know, they, you know, some of the roster changes, but right. still those founding members, and
there's veteran. Something special. Again, I mean, you can see a wonderful cover band. I mean, you get the same mm-hmm. a great experience, but there's some connection when you know that the folks,
it's a little bit of history
that were still, yes, exactly right. So that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And you said back to back. What's happened Saturday?
Well, and then on Saturday we have kind of a special show. So Rucksack Revolution, which is it's the ensemble name of two of Wisconsin's most recognized singer-songwriters, Adam Gruhl from Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, and Sarah Voss from Dead Horses. And so those two love to play together. They're very dear friends, and they're doing a special concert that is on the stage of the Grand with the audience. So the tables, so it's limited seating, only mm-hmm. 161 tickets, and they're almost sold out. And you're seated cabaret style with mm-hmm. tables right in front of the band, right wow. in front, right in front of Adam and Sarah. So bluegrass fans, folk music fans, you're going to love that.
Fantastic. Love the intimacy
there. Yeah. I mean, well, that's... it's the same setup for people who are familiar with our 10x10 yep. series. It's the same setup as that. And yeah, people love it because it feels you're on stage and you get to see backstage a little bit of the theater. And it's intimate and it's quiet. We have candles on the table. It's fun. It's fun.
What's happening after that?
Well, and then the Friday after, on March 21st, we're bringing back Jazz at Lincoln Center Presents
yep.
show. And they are presenting this year the New Orleans songbook, The Spirit of Mardi Gras. We just got done with Mardi Gras. So so continue the spirit. It's coming up here. And it's an 8-piece band with two fantastic vocalists. And they're going to, their program is, as the song implies, the songbook of New Orleans. So celebrating the songs and the composers from New Orleans. So, and New Orleans, you know, has been known as the epicenter of yep. jazz. And so songs from Louis Armstrong, Jelly Roll Morton, Ellis Marsalis. You know, he's the patriarch of the Marsalis. And is it his son or his grandson? Winton actually runs in New York City the jazz at Lincoln
Winton?
Center. Winton? Is it Winton? I think
yep,
it is Winton.
I think it's Winton.
Mm-hmm. And so their Jazz at Lincoln Center Presents touring program, what they do is they gather up a bunch of great musicians, and they go on. They develop a really cool program, and then they take it. They take their, you know, kind of their program, what they do in New York, and they take it on the road, so people can experience that in all different kinds of cities. And we've had them here before. Fantastic program. So not only will you hear probably, you know, songs if you're not a true diehard fan that you might not exactly recognize, but they also are going to do some favorites like Louis Armstrong's his What a Wonderful World.
Right.
And also LeVeon Rose. Do you know that one? Da 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 oh. da 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 da. Yep.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the words, but I know, you know, most people know that melody.
We have a hard break coming up. I don't know if there was more that you wanted to talk about. Would you want to stick around after the break and talk a little bit more?
Will you have me?
Yeah, I will definitely keep you.
Okay.
If you can hang around, we'd love to
keep
you.
Because we've got lots more shows.
Let's do that.
Okay.
We have an information update, hard break coming up, and then we'll come back with more with Tammy, talk about some of the great stuff coming to the Grand Theater. Time is 9:29. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
Friends of the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge sent out an emergency letter at the end of February issuing a call to action. As of last week, no staff have been terminated, but their credit cards have been suspended. Melissa Kay has more.
For the Nisida National Wildlife, this means no gas for vehicles, no electricity, and no Starlink communication system to provide internet, among other necessities. In an update on March 6th, Friends of the Refuge communicated that since the 2025 budget was not decided on by October 1st last year, the refuge's ability to continue operating was extended to March 14th. The reoccurring budget resolution will be voted on this week on or before Friday. The outcome of the vote will determine whether or not the refuge has to close. The Nisida National Wildlife Refuge welcomes more than 130,000 visitors each year, bringing tourism dollars to the area and surrounding counties. Many school and scout groups visit for field trips and environmental education, and veterans come to hunt and fish with handicapped accessibility support. The refuge staff also monitor and adjust water levels to prevent downstream flooding, as well as maintain healthy habitats for wildlife and support threatened and endangered species, among other important work.
And Granite Peak has 4 weeks left of their ski season before they close the slopes. With the warm weather looming, there are still some fun events taking place on the big hill. Pond Skim is Saturday the 29th. Competitors must be dressed in some sort of costume, wild outfit, and helmets are required to try your luck skiing across an icy cold lake. Making it across the pond not only gives you glory, but it also could win you a 2025-2026 season pass. And the cardboard sled races are Saturday, April 8th. This year's theme is the Armed Forces. Inspiring people to get creative with their cardboard sled designs, you can only use cardboard, paint, zip ties, and duct tape. You should see what some of these competitors craft. They're unique sled masterpieces. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Duchess of Sussex, also known as Meghan Markle, has taken a lot of verbal and tabloid abuse for her show I Really Wish I Was Martha Stewart, a.k.a. With Love, Meghan. Critics don't like it, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, only 20% of audiences like it. Having said that, the show has been renewed for season two, and according to the New York Post, the crew absolutely loves her and said she treats everyone wonderfully. Why wouldn't she? She's a duchess with a horrible hit TV show. I can't think of anyone luckier. Mr. Scarlett Johansson, a.k.a. Colin Jost, was roasted on Saturday Night Live during Weekend Update by Lady Gaga's fictional husband, Lord Gaga, played by Mikey Day, who went on and on about how horrible it must be to live with a woman who makes so much more money than her husband. According to The Post, Colin Jost muscles through life with a net worth of just $10 million, and his wife Scarlett Johansson is worth $165 million. Somehow, they managed to make it work. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind, southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, 60. By Friday, partly cloudy, 65. With rain Saturday, rain changing to snow Saturday night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brad Schimmel says he'll be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to support Donald Trump's agenda. Deb Krautmiller joins us from the League of Women Voters. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO. online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Beautiful start again. We've had three straight mornings with sunny skies and made for, I think, a much easier walk from the Grand here to our studios in downtown Wausau for Tammy Studzinski, who is sitting in for Sean Wright today, talking about what's happening at the Grand. And as you were saying before our break, there's a lot going on.
Right, there's a lot of weekend shows, too. We talked about coming up the next couple of Fridays, but also then on March 28th, we have the Red Hot Chili Pipers. Chili Pipers, and they've been to the Grand before. People love them. So this is it's a rock show with bagpipes.
Oh, and that's fantastic.
They perform all over the world. They are so fun, so energetic, and so they meld, like AC/DC with then some traditional Scottish tunes. So you'll get the traditional bagpipes thing, but then they'll just break into a hard rock song.
The talent and the imagination that comes through with so many, and that's something that also seems to jump out about a number of the shows that you bring in. The idea that you kind of take acts that have that great imagination. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of those kind of shows that it opens up, I think, for the patrons and the folks that come in, the idea that, boy, there's a lot of different shades.
Right,
to the performances.
A lot of creativity out there. People who are taking bagpipes and rock, and you put them together, and it is so much fun. And people love that. So Red Hot Chili Pipers,
by
on
the way,
March 28th.
You said they've come back, and something we talked about in the last segment about, again, how a schedule gets put together, not easy. Mm-hmm. Part of it is that folks want to come here, and they want to come back here.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems as though a lot of the acts that come here do like coming back here, don't they?
They do, right. They do. You know, we, the artists... really appreciate the welcoming that we give them. And when you think about it, a lot of the performing arts centers these days and newer ones, they're out like on the highway. And
right.
so when artists come to Wausau, a lot of times they will stay at the Jefferson Street Inn just down the street, and then they get to spend time downtown.
Yeah.
And they see the Grand Theater. They can walk around, so it feels nice to them. We get so many comments that people just love. You know, Jim Belushi is one of the examples. The comedian, he loves the Mint Cafe. And in fact,
doesn't love the Mint Cafe?
When we would schedule him, he'd always have to make sure that it was make sure that the Mint is open so he can go get his meals. So yeah,
we
also bring back some of the same acts every once in a while because people just love them, and it's great to have something familiar. I mean, the performing arts, and just like any arts, it's about exploring new things and being exposed to. I like to say the Grand is where the world comes to Wausau. So, literally, people from all over the world, like we had Yamato drummers the other Friday,
right.
From Japan. But then you also sometimes just want to go have fun.
Exactly.
And so we want to make sure that we really balance that out with a lot of fun, which kind of leads us to another show that's coming up. So Classic Albums Live is this performing group that they recreate classic albums, just like their name says. They recreate classic albums note for note, cut for cut. And they've done Pink Floyd before. They're coming this year to perform U2's The Joshua Tree on April 5th. And as everyone knows, that song, that it's a generational anthem.
I was going to say it's for somebody in my generation, that was right in the midst of high school. I mean, and I was talking to you beforehand that for whatever reason, when we're younger, we remember everything.
Mm-hmm. Everything is heightened. And everything is so emotional.
And you remember the moments, and you remember when U2 and the Joshua Tree was huge in the mid to late 80s. And one of the cool things, as you said, is the idea of performing it note for note. And
right.
It takes an incredible skill and talent to do
they
that.
Are. These musicians are fantastic. They really are. And they like they say we're not a tribute band. We're not a tribute act. What this they call it almost more they call it a recital of the. Now it sounds a little you know a little. Oh, I know, stuffy, but it's not stuffy, obviously.
Yeah, right.
But they're honoring this so that people hear it, but they hear it live, which makes all the difference. So you know you're gonna hear you know where the you know with or without you, where yeah. the streets have no name, and those songs when you hear the opening do 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 it just gives you this feeling of like being back in the stadium
you back.
Like
went,
the, right yeah, takes you back
because I mentioned that I saw you two at Camp Randall Stadium many years ago and it's like it was a wonderful show and frankly I have great respect for these musicians trying to step into the shoes of Bono and The Edge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about guts. I think that's
right.
guts.
Right. And then and they what's really cool about Classic Albums Live is they also kind of bring in not kind of they really do bring in some of the sound effects that are on the studio album because you know when bands play right. live sometimes the songs are a little bit different than what the album is because
yes.
you have some studio effects or whatever and so they try to recreate some of those studio effects on stage.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be a great show.
Any other shows you want to kind of tout before we wrap things up?
There is a new tribute band that we're bringing, and this is March 22nd. It's a Tom Petty tribute, and it's created by the Georgia Players Guild. So these are professional musicians based in Georgia, and it's Players Guild, and they said, "Hey, let's do a tribute to Tom Petty." And apparently, it's just they're getting rave reviews. They have such a fan base down there, so we're bringing them up.
Fantastic.
So listen to her heart. The Tom Petty Experience on March 22nd. Tom Petty is such a catalog.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, one of my best friends' favorite, still to this day, will still say Tom Petty. Tom Petty is the man. And it's interesting, they're from Georgia because Tom Petty was a Florida guy.
Mm-hmm.
So Southern,
right.
Southern influence there.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like a very cool show as well, man. And
yeah.
again, it's just, I love the aspect that you get the musical performances, you get the Broadway acts, you get everything under one roof over at the Grand Theater in Wausau.
Right,
I mean,
yeah,
just
and legendary performers, you know, like Marty Stewart is coming in May. you know, we've got the Step Africa, which is this fabulous, if you're not familiar with step dance, it's you know, with a lot of clapping and,
yeah.
you know, chest pounding, and it's very rhythmic.
Does the season ever end now for the Grand?
Well, not really, because you know we add on shows in the summer these days.
There used to be where it felt like you had a season, and there was a little bit of a break. Last couple of years, it feels like, man, it's a combination. I imagine that, hey, you see acts that you want to bring in, but there's also acts that want to come here, and it's like,
yeah.
hey, come on in. You know, it's like, but it keeps you very busy.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps everybody that works
right.
there very busy.
And we do
it.
Slow down a little bit in the summer, and because, I mean, you know, we have to maintain the theater.
I would think so.
So, you know, so we need time. We need time to,
you got
to
maintain your mental health as well. Because I mean, and all the people, and I mean, Sean often talks about the incredible turnaround that you have, the folks that come in and make it all possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are some big shows that often come in there, and you have a lot of workers.
Oh,
that come
like the
in.
The touring Broadway shows.
Right.
I mean, there's like a crew of 50, 60, 70 people who need to set up a show. You know, for the viewers who just come in and see these beautiful sets and all the costumes. Well, all that stuff was in a truck. Just, you know, maybe 12 hours before showtime, and it takes a big crew to unload all of that stuff, recreate the sets, and every stage is different size, so sometimes they have to, that's why there are carpenters who travel
mm-hmm.
with them, and also there are theatrical production people, there's a union, and they travel there's a Wisconsin-based one, and they go to the different venues to help, because obviously a tour can't travel with 60 crew members. So when they go, they rely on the on the arts union to provide the crew to help them to supplement their it's a whole army of people.
It is amazing, and we are just lucky to have a venue like the Grand here.
And thanks for saying that.
Well, I remember everything when I was a kid, but I remember when the Grand was sort of in disrepair and it was not bringing in the shows anymore. But then we had the wonderful,
the restoration was in the late 80s, I think it was finished in 87, and then there was the Arts Block project that created the Great Hall lobby, which now I think, how did the Grand ever have these capacity shows without that huge lobby, and now we're also gearing up for another capital campaign the theater really has it's been, well, the 80s was how many years ago? 40 some years ago. So
it make me feel very old when I start adding those numbers up.
Right. And you know, anyone who has a house, they know.
And it's vital. I mean, again, let's not let it get to where it was back in the early, the mid 80s. Because anyone who was here remembers that. And that was not good.
No.
And then that wonderful project, the revitalization. Mm-hmm. And we got an incredible venue, an incredible amount of entertainment that comes. And is this something that's coming pretty soon?
Yep. It's coming up pretty soon. The Second Century campaign. We'll be coming up. We're gearing up for that. Yeah, right. Because the Grand is almost, it's 97 years old right now, 98. So it did so much for the community in its first century of life. So we want to make sure that it continues giving to the community in its second century of life for the next generations.
It's wonderful to have something that does have that history behind it. It could be one thing to build a new venue, but I think the history is
something. You couldn't build something like that these days. You couldn't.
Fantastic. And again, for people who, we talked about a number of shows, they're interested in getting tickets.
Make sure if you want to go to a Grand Theater show that you buy your tickets through the Grand Theater at grandtheater.org or tickets.grandtheater.org, or call our, stop down at our box office or call 715-842-0988. And please don't just Google, show and tickets, because there's so many scammy resellers out there. So they'll charge you $400 for a ticket that you can buy for $40 at the Grand Theater, and you might or might not get that ticket, to be honest. So do not fall for those resellers.
And also, make sure when you say Grand Theater, it's E-R.
It's E-R. Right. Grandtheater.org.
Fantastic. And some wonderful shows. And
thanks for bringing that up, Chad. That's a public service.
Absolutely. Because, again, you don't want people to be disappointed, because they go to the show and, that's not a real ticket.
Right. Or they say, I can't afford because it's, tickets are $300. There has never been a show that's that expensive.
And wonderful thing is to keep an eye on the Grand Theater, because from time to time, you can get better deals too. Sometimes.
Right, rush tickets. Get rush tickets, or when you get them night of. If you're the certain, you have to qualify. Sometimes we do have 2-for-1s or
there you go. Hey Tammy, again, thanks for coming in. Hopefully it won't be as long.
Thanks, Chad.
Send Sean off on other treks.
I'm sure if I asked it, I really want to spend time with Chad. He'd let me.
But thank you, Tammy Stasinski from the Grand Theater. The time is 9:48. Coming up, we'll have our daily history lesson, and of course, going to start testing one Ian Welsh again. It's almost time for the number for the day quiz. Mm-hmm. See if Ian can get it right today. And again, you see the beads of sweat that start to form just when you start thinking about it. You think so hard about it, but we'll have that to wrap up the show coming up. With Ian, I'm Chad. 9:48 is the time. 98.9 WXCO.
Send me.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. On the 60th anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama, we're examining how the landmark protections that moved forward in the Voting Rights Act of 1965 are now being dismantled by the U.S. Supreme Court's far-right majority. Louisiana versus Calais may be the next blow. What started out as brazen racial gerrymandering in 2022 by the Louisiana legislature has devolved into a new tactic to undo more of the already weakened VRA. Lower courts ordered the legislature to draw new, fairer maps. After initial defiance, it drew two majority-minority congressional districts to allow concentrations of the state's 33% black population to elect the candidate of their choice. In 2024, a group of, quote, non-African-American voters appealed. They claim that the new districts are a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and should be struck down. In 2023's striking down of affirmative action, Justices Alito, Gorsuch, and Thomas pointed to the Equal Protection Clause, as did Alito in his dissent in Alabama's Milligan racial gerrymandering decision. When oral arguments begin March 24th, all eyes will be on Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett, who upheld the VRA Section 2 in the Alabama decision, but who also concurred with parts of Thomas's Equal Protection Clause dissent. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52. It is March the 12th of 2025. It is day number 71 of this year. There are 294 days remaining in this year of 2025. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back on this date in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell successfully spoke the first words on a telephone by calling for his assistance. Mm-hmm. On this date in 1894, Coca-Cola was sold in bottles for the first time. On this date in 1912, the Girl Guides, later renamed the Girl Scouts of the USA, were founded in the United States.
I didn't know that. They're called the Girl Guides?
Yep, that's what they were called. On this date in 2004, Julia Roberts was arrested for dealing crack. Mm. Not the actress.
Okay.
This was a 96-year-old North Carolina woman who was busted along with a few younger relatives and cohorts for running a drug operation out of her home. I could almost see her
explaining that.
I can almost see the disappointment in your eyes. You thought, I never heard Julia Roberts was arrested for dealing crack. Not the actress.
Thank goodness for that.
On this date in 2008, after it was revealed that he had been involved with a prostitute, New York Governor Eliot Spitzer announced he would resign. On this date in 2020, the NCAA men's basketball tournament was canceled over concerns about the spread of COVID-19. It was the first time March Madness was not held since it began in 1939. And on this date in 2021, researchers said the world had likely reached peak twin, with more twin births than ever before, 1.6 million twins born per year. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Barbara Feldon from Get Smart played Agent 99, 92 years old today. Liza Minnelli turned 79. Mitt Romney is 78. James Taylor turned 77. Aaron Eckhart from The Dark Knight, Sully, and other movies, 57.
Very good actor.
And actor Jamie Alexander of Blindspot is 41. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Girl Scout Day because it's their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It is Alfred Hitchcock Day. Why is it Alfred Hitchcock? I got to check.
Alfred Hitchcock was a very famous filmmaker.
Right, but let's see. Was he born on this date? I got to check that out really fast. No, I have no idea why it's Alfred Hitchcock Day.
Maybe he was a celebration of his films or something.
Maybe, but he was born on August the 13th and died on April the 29th, so it's neither way. But it's Alfred Hitchcock Day. It is also Organize Your Home Office. It is Plant a Flower Day. Uh-huh. It is Working Moms Day. All right, it's time now.
Moms are very hard workers.
Time for our number for the day quiz. Every day, we have a number for the day. We make it a quiz for Ian Welsh. We give him three choices, two of which are wrong, one of which is our number for the day. So based on the math, one out of three. If he guesses, he should get one out of three right.
Yep.
So that's 33%. So anything above 33% is considered a passing grade. We want a winning week, though. We want more right than wrong, which is 3 out of 5.
Winning week.
And his best ever week is 4 out of 5. He's done anything 3 different times. So, and never has had a perfect week of 5 out of 5.
I know it's out there somewhere.
It is. We're still going to keep on working on it.
Burger King, a sandwich.
Well, right? on this
or
date.
Burger King.
On this date in 2018, Burger King unveiled the Bacon King sandwich.
Bacon King.
With 2 quarter-pound burgers and 8 slices of bacon, nutrition critics slam the burgers. Our number for the day is how many calories in the Bacon King sandwich?
Okay.
With 2 quarter-pound burgers and 8 slices of bacon.
Ooh.
All right. Is the correct answer
right.
650 calories? Is the correct answer 950 calories? Is the correct answer 1,150 calories? So 650 calories, 950 calories, or 1,150 calories. The Bacon King sandwich.
I remember this burger was very popular when it was advertised back in 2018. But I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm going to say C. I'm going to go with it was 1,150.
Yep, 1,150.
Okay. Yep, I'm going with C. It's my final answer. Lock it in.
All right.
I have a feeling about this one.
All right. On this date in 2018, Burger King unveiled the Bacon King sandwich with 2 quarter-pound burgers and 8 slices of bacon.
That's a lot of bacon.
Nutrition critics slammed the burgers because of a calorie count of 1,150.
Yes.
You got it right. So you have a passing week already.
Awesome.
And now we got to get the work on a winning week. And then maybe even get to that matching of the best all-time week. So congratulations.
Oh, awesome.
Good start this week.
My gosh, that's a lot of calories, but it makes sense. I mean, 2 quarter-pound burgers and then 8 pieces of bacon? I mean,
yep.
That's a lot of meat.
That's a lot of meat. So, well done.
Well, I'll have to go to Burger King this week and celebrate my victory.
There you go.
The day.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Enjoy the beautiful day.
Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Pat Kreitlow. We'll also have a guest talking about a teacher shortage going on in Wisconsin, what's being done. So that'll be coming up tomorrow. Stick around. Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air. Also, join us tonight from 7 till 9, special time for the big high school sports show here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Pete Schwabba.
Our next live broadcast is Thursday, where I welcome Mary Mack, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then comedian Rob Brackenridge joins me in the studio. Always fun.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau, every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Canada has announced $21 billion in retaliatory tariffs after President Trump increased tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the U.S. is also fighting back.
The European Union must act to protect consumers and business.
Inflation dipped in February. Consumer prices grew at a lower rate than expected. But CBS's Jill Schlesinger says you won't notice in the dairy aisle.
Egg prices were up by 10.4% in just 1 month. Year over year, egg prices are up by 58.8%, according to the government data.
Car insurance prices were up 11%. President Trump's dismantling of the Education Department is underway with more than 1,300 job cuts, more than half the agency's staff. Becky Pringle's president of the National Education Association.
They cannot shut down the Department of Education without the votes in Congress, and we have to tell them no.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
I'm Brittany Merlot with